Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, January 12th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. Polish officials expressed their condolences over social media yesterday after the death of the president of the European Parliament, David Sassoli. In a post on Twitter, Polish Foreign Minister Zbigniew Rau called Sassoli a great Italian and European, while President Andrzej Duda and Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki extended their condolences and deepest sympathies to his family, friends and associates. Sassoli was admitted to a hospital last month due to complications related to his immune system. He passed away Tuesday night at the age of 65. The Polish government has adopted a package of new measures to curb inflation, including reductions in the value-added tax on food, fuels, natural gas, and fertilizers. Under the second anti-inflation shield, the Polish government will reduce VAT on fuels from 23% to 8% and cut the VAT on natural gas and fertilizers to 0%. In addition, VAT on food purchases will also be cut from 5% to 0%, while previous VAT reductions on electricity and heat will remain in effect for a further 4 months. The new measures are set to be introduced on February 1st and will remain in place for 6 months. In a news conference yesterday, Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki expressed hopes that the program will cause a fundamental change in prices. The move comes just after Poland's Central Statistical Office released data showing that Poland's consumer price index hit 8.6% in December, the highest level seen since 2000 and among the highest inflation rates in the EU. Scientists from the medical university in Białystok say they have identified a genetic profile that makes people predisposed to a more severe form of COVID-19. Hailing the discovery as a breakthrough, the medical university said in a statement on Tuesday that the genetic variant in question more than doubles the risk of having severe COVID-19 and of dying from COVID-19. Professor Marcin Maniuszko, who led the research, voiced hope that the discovery will lead to the development of a test to identify people at a higher risk of severe COVID-19. Those at higher risk could then receive special care in advance. His team's findings are set to be presented at a news conference attended by Poland's Health Minister Adam Niedzielski in Białystok on Thursday. Installation work is nearly complete on a temporary hospital for COVID-19 patients at the Amber Expo Center in Gdańsk. Beds and specialized equipment are already in place, with the facility set to open unofficially next week. The hospital is designed to accommodate up to 300 patients, including 20 beds for intensive care patients. The facility currently has enough medical staff to provide care for 100 patients, and recruitment for additional staff is ongoing. And the popular band Zakko Power is set to headline a free concert tomorrow night featuring Polish Christmas carols and pastorals. The musicians hailing from Podhale will perform traditional Polish Christmas carols and pastorals in the style of Polish górale or Highlander music. The free concert will begin at 6 p.m. Thursday evening at the Basilica of Świętej Brigidy in Śródmieście, Gdańsk. Those who can't attend in person are invited to watch the concert online via the parish website and Facebook page.
The weather.
Today will be cold and mostly cloudy with a slight chance of precipitation and winds coming in from the southwest. Temperatures will peak around a high of 1 degree centigrade or 33 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping slightly to an overnight low of 0 degrees centigrade or 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Temperatures will warm up slightly tomorrow, accompanied by stronger winds from the east and an increasing chance of rain or snow overnight. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.